holidays, and welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for December 19th, 2022. Bit of a brief news this week, not a whole lot going on. I got some, you know, game announcements coming up for next year, and only one real crowdfunding, and not a whole lot of digital things have been going on lately, but I figure we'll get through some news, and I'll wish everybody a great end of the year for the year. So first off, Funforge has released Takedo Duo. This is a two-player version of the ever-popular and evergreen, you would say, as a title, Takedo. Those are both by Antoine Bauza. The Takedo Duo obviously kind of distills the game down to a two-player game. Plays in about 30 minutes, nice lightweight game. Takedo is an absolutely amazing game. So in Takedo Duo, you're going to be using the three different, kind of threefold spiritual journey, if you will. You're going to be using the Pilgrim, the Merchant, and the Artist, just kind of like the main game there. You're going to be getting points throughout the three characters' adventures, and then you slowly become one with their endeavor. It's just kind of like the nice theme of regular Takedo. Really nice art, a really solid two-player game, and kind of plays a little bit quicker, obviously, than the main game when you just want to get that great Takedo feel. So that should be out already this month. I think it hasn't really released yet. They said it was supposed to be out last month, but I'm going to say it's out sometime this month, only about $20. And I believe it should be over here in the States as well. Lucky Duck has another big game that they're really hyping up, and it does look really, really cool. So they're going to be releasing Oros. This is a worker placement, kind of tile placement and tile evolution placement game. That'll make more sense in a second. This will be early next year. This will be about $50. What's interesting about this game is kind of, you know how they're kind of touting it as kind of like the tectonic plates, kind of you're moving around as the game evolves, and kind of as you're putting the tiles of the different landscape out, there's going to be ways that you're kind of shaping the landscape and kind of moving things around. They say that at the core of Oros is a unique ability to shift, move, build up, erupt, and reposition the land with an infinitely connected play environment. The mechanic turns every action into a puzzle of creative problem solving, abstract thinking, and constantly evolving strategy. It says another aspect of the game is the player mat, which uses a minimal worker placement mechanic to govern action opportunity. So it looks like a pretty solid game. Looks like a lot going on here. Gonna say it's like a mid to, you know, a light to medium weight Euro. They've got it at about a 3, but I that's always early on. This is a 1 to 2 player game, so kind of a mid-weight Euro, but does look pretty solid in the artwork, and kind of the bits look really nice to play there. So that'll be out early next year. It still says the BGG 2022, but I'm pretty sure this is early quarter one of 23. But look out for this one. They've been absolutely knocking it out of the park, Lucky Duck, with some of their new releases lately. So looking forward to this. Of course, Flamecraft, one of the really great games of this year as well. So one of my favorite deck building games of all time is the DC deck building game. It was one of the kind of late in that first round of great deck building games. You only really use one currency, power, for everything you do, and you're kind of defeating the different big bads and then getting them into your deck and then kind of powering up your deck. And each player uses, you know, each player is kind of a superhero, and you get an ability from that. Just an absolute great game. There's been a bunch of different expansions and different versions of the game to come out, and it was even kind of a legacy version with the Rebirth, which is a really good one. They're going to be releasing the Multiverse box. This is going to be a storage box, but also includes a small expansion. It's not really a big kind of, they have these little expansions, like even the Legion Superhero expansions, where there is just this really small box. They're usually only about $8, and that's what it looks like they're going to be putting in there with the Multiverse expansion will be in there, but you're really paying for this bigger storage solution, kind of storage box. This will be out a little bit later in 23, quarter two, so probably just in time for Origins. It's going to be about $50 to $60. I think I saw it some places for $55 a pre-order or $50 for pre-order, but we'll see what it looks like. But if you're like me and you've got way too much stuff for all the different DC deck building game, and I have mine in kind of like a longer DC deck box, but it's it should be a good storage solution for that game as well. Check that one out. Ludonova is going to be releasing a game called Airmail. This is a route building and pick up and deliver game set in the early 1900s at the dawn of commercial airmail. that was starting to set up. Then that's going to be about, should be out around now or later this month, should be about $50. It's got some interesting little, the route building for you, getting your route on the board and trying to, really get your kind of, get through your objectives or fulfill your routes and things like that. And there's also going to be kind of end game scoring and just the route building. It's your typical pick up and deliver, but it does look pretty nice. Kind of a light to medium weight game, 2 to 5 players, plays in about an hour. And it's going to be from Ludanova. And this one, like I said, this one should be sometime or somehow around $50 for that one. W. Eric Martin of BGG News covered a whole bunch of great Roll and Write games coming soon or to the U.S. And I believe some of them are already kind of out for print and play as well. One of the big games of Essen this year was supposed to be Woodcraft. I still haven't seen that one yet, but had some good buzz. But there's going to be a Woodcraft Roll and Write that should be out sometime early next year. There's another one called Reclaim, which is kind of more of a flip and write for 1 to 6 players. That looks really, really nice. There's also a robot roll and write by Marco Celeghini. And it's kind of I remember when I had a few months ago, I put out a bunch of different Kickstarters where it was kind of like $5 and you could just print out the roll and write. That's kind of what this one kind of did, where there was it had been crowdfunding different things. That's what this robot roll and write is. And basically what you're doing is kind of you're building your own robot in this one over the course of the turns, and you're trying to you'll have like basically the inner workings of a robot, and you're just trying to set up the different routes buildings in there. There's also another one called Go Goa that's about the land of Goa, the state of Goa, and that looks pretty. It's 1 to 6 player game as well, and it's just again routing different parts of the different landscape to each other and getting points depending on how you build those routes as well. Mentioned on BGG that I'll put a link to this game. I was kind of trying to figure out when this one was coming out, but it was just kind of early release because Cosmos is interesting about when they release their games and their information. But they're putting out the Lord of the Rings Adventure to Mount Doom. This is a cooperative dice rolling. And you can also play it, obviously, solo. You got this movement of these different characters of your fellowship characters. You got different dice mechanism, different colored dice determining which ones you can move. And then the value determines the number of spaces, but you're kind of when you're choosing to use the dice before and different after the rolls, you've got a lot of decisions that are, they look uncomplicated on the surface, but they really, the way they chain off each other and chain off the cards in the game, become a little bit more a little bit more complex. And of course you're trying to stay ahead of the Nazgul and trying not to get captured and all that. So looks pretty cool. Cosmos does a really good job with these different theme games of the Lord of the Rings. And this should be kind of a lighter co-op kind of, could probably be about family weight game for 1 to 4 players. Again, it should be a little bit under an hour to play that one as well. Yellow announced Cheese Master. This is a real time dice rolling game. Kind of like these kind of kids or family, very lightweight kind of. Yellow is good at these type of games. This one should be early next year for 2 to 8 players, and just kind of has this dice rolling, real time dice rolling. Real time games are interesting because they're not really. When you try to see them, you have to watch what you pay for, what you charge for them, because when it comes to real time games, they usually tend to be pretty quick and you can't really overcharge for these. So you have to make sure. And this looks like kind of a smaller one. I didn't see any price for it. This looks like a $10 to $15 game. So that's kind of that good sweet spot for kind of a real time kind of family weight game that only plays in about 10 to 20 minutes. So 2 to 8 players in which you're kind of rolling dice quickly, depending on what the dice you have and what you're doing. You've got mice, rats, dogs, everything's going, a lot of stuff going on, but it does look like a fun, frenetic game. So that is Cheese Master, again, early next year by Yellow. So we only have one crowdfunding today. This is Kickstarter. This is a really cool one by Daily Magic Games. They just keep putting out great games in the Valeria universe. This is Daily Magic. This has got about 2.5 weeks to go. It is well-funded. This is Riftlands and Guild Academies of Valeria. So you've got Guild Academies of Valeria, which is a new game, and then there's an expansion for Riftlands of Valeria, and there's also a couple other things you can get in there as far as you can get kind of reprints of some other games, but those are the main ones there. And of course, there's different levels where you can just get the expansions only. You can just get Guild Academies. But Guild Academies is an interesting looking game because it kind of has that dice placement placement or dice drafting, and you're kind of using the dice in different ways. And it's all about your kind of guild or your kind of, university of Valeria and in the guild, and the way you're kind of setting up your university and setting up your teachers and advisors and kind of triggering them all off of the dice that you have used. Looks very, very cool. Only $49 to get in on that one. So that looks like a solid game right there. So check that one out if you kind of like the universe. I absolutely love the Valeria universe. I think Daily Magic does a great job in that universe and putting different games with different mechanisms. Very, very cool there. That is Riftlands and Guild Academies of Valeria. Of course, I'll have a link to that as well in the show notes. And that's about it for the year. So thanks for joining me today. And of course, this year as well. And I've always enjoyed the last few years of bringing news to everybody. And I love interacting with everybody. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature next year, hey, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter or go to the Discord channel. Of course, obviously, this Major Spoilers Discord. I love talking to everybody about tabletop games as well there. And also check out MajorSpoilers.com for all the great content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And of course, check out my podcast, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I am Dan, the Board Game Man, and I hope everybody has a great holiday season. Please be kind to one another. Do something great for somebody. Pay it forward, so to speak. A little kindness really goes a long way. I always love the holiday season. Just sometimes even to work on Christmas Eve when I have to work, I'll wear the Santa outfit. Just a little things that make people smile. People greatly appreciate it. Pay it forward. Again, a little bit of kindness goes a long way. I appreciate everybody's kind words they've said to me over the years in the Major Spoilers community. I love everybody in the community. And again, love to talking to everybody on Discord and Twitter. Hope everyone, again, has a happy and healthy and safe holiday season and new year. And I'll see everyone early next year for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.